With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. The Trump administration has blocked Palestinian President Mohammed Abbas from attending the meeting of world leaders at the UN General Assembly in New York. The meeting is set for next month and is expected to see several countries, including France, Canada, and the UK, formally recognize Palestinian state. Correspondent Julie Walker reports on the Russia-Ukraine war and the assassination of Ukraine's former parliament speaker.
Cleanup in Ukraine after Russia launched an overnight mass attack into Saturday, killing at least one person and wounding 28, including children, according to local officials. This comes 2 days after a rare airstrike on central Kyiv left 23 dead and damaged European Union diplomatic offices. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the EU was advancing towards seizing frozen Russian assets to hand to Ukraine.
We are also advancing the work on the use of the Russian frozen assets because it's clear that the predator has to pay.
I'm Julie Walker.
A new Congressional Budget Office report indicates that tariffs could reduce the national debt by $4 trillion.
A new report released Friday from the Congressional Budget Office states, quote, "We project that increases in tariffs implemented during the period from January 6th, 2025 to August 19th, 2025 will decrease primary deficits by $3.3 trillion if the higher tariffs persist for the 2025 to 2035 period." CBO's Director Philip Swaggle wrote, quote, "By reducing the need for federal borrowing, those tariff collections will also reduce federal outlays for interest by an additional $0.7 trillion. As a result, the changes in tariffs will reduce total deficits by $4 trillion altogether." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Labor Day weekend celebrates the American worker and the holiday honored on the first Monday of September. The federal holiday is also the unofficial end of summer. This is SRN News. Pakistan is spreading anti-Semitism. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A British Israeli NGO that examines textbooks used around the world reports that many of those in Pakistan incite hatred for both Jews and the Jewish state. Research from the Institute for Monitoring Peace and Cultural Tolerance in School Education finds one text that glorifies Hitler, while others omit any reference to the Holocaust, and another one leaves Judaism off a list of world religions. Pakistan is almost completely Muslim with no measurable Jewish population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Berean Baptist Church in Brooklyn is marking its 175th anniversary this month with the debut of The Audacity of Faith. The series traces its history from its founding in 1850 to present day, from serving as a station on the Underground Railroad to opening a credit union for members in 1950. This is SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. A bookmaker linked to the interpreter for baseball's top star has been sentenced to prison.
A Southern California bookmaker who took thousands of sports bets from the former interpreter for baseball star Shohei Ohtani was sentenced to just over a year in prison. Matthew Boyer had pleaded guilty 1 year ago to running an illegal gambling business, money laundering, and filing a false tax return. He was sentenced Friday to 12 months and 1 day in prison. He will later be subjected to 2 years of supervised release. He was also ordered to pay $1.6 million in restitution to the IRS, which his lawyer said he's already paid. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is pushing an initiative urging medical schools to add nutrition education to their curriculum. HHS said medical education organizations have until September the 10th to submit their plans. More details at srnnews.com.